Listening to Spring from Piazzolla is the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires, performed by Trio Pahatka, who are doing a concert with the New Zealand Doctors Orchestra in New Plymouth this Sunday. It's a fundraiser. This year's ensemble is made up of over 80 doctors and medical students, and it's organised by Tim Wilkinson. Tim joined me from our Christchurch studio earlier today, along with Sian Sakharan from Auckland. I firstly asked Sian how long he'd been with the Doctors Orchestra.
I played in the Doctors Orchestra for 1 year when it first started in 2012. So for 1 year, actually.
What, and then study got the better of you and you had to give it up for a year or two?
Yeah, other things sort of got in the way for a couple of years, but ready to play again with them this year.
So. Well, you've been quite busy the last few years, haven't you?
Oh, yes. There's always a lot of study and things that gets in the way with a medical career, so that's been keeping me occupied, I guess, so.
Tim, I suppose the biggest thing for you is seeing who's available each time around, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's you never quite know who you're going to get. This year we've got about just under 30 first-time players. But when you consider the orchestra's over 80, so, you know, there's sort of, it changes a little bit every year.
And I suppose people like Sham have persuaded their colleagues at Auckland Hospital that they should be playing as well. Have you?
Oh, yeah, no, I've been, trying to tell everyone I know who's a musician to play in the Doctors Orchestra. It's a, really fantastic opportunity and, really fun.
So how many of your doctor friends are musicians?
Well, actually not that many, to be honest. Only really about a couple or so. Not as many musicians that I know of myself.
But, Tim, you know many.
I do now, yes, I do. I couldn't count, actually.
Really?
It is. Yeah, and a lot of personal friends now, too, of course, who are both doctors and musicians.
Who have become closer because of the work you do together as musicians?
Absolutely right, yes. And each year when we get back, even though we've only been going 4 years, when we get back together, it's like finding old friends again. So it's really good.
So, yeah. Sham, you'll be really looking forward to getting to Taranaki.
Oh, it'll be, absolutely great to go there and play with the orchestra and meet some other doctors who are also musicians. So
what do you get out of it personally? I mean, you've got this busy life working as a registrar at Auckland Hospital, training to be a radiologist, having already completed your medical degree. Why would you add an extra layer of complexity to your life?
It's just because I just really love it. You know, like I've been playing music all throughout my life, and you just can't let it go. Like, it's just such a big passion of mine.
So your trio, Pahatka, have been going for a couple of years. How often do you get time to work with the people in that group?
We practice together pretty often, actually. We usually meet up once a week or so. And it's just on a casual sort of basis, and we just like to play lots of different things that we like, and it's pretty fun.
So tell me about the invitation, Tim, to include Sham's trio in the Doctors Orchestra's concert this time around.
So we had a general invitation to any of our players who wanted to express an interest, and we've had a good response, actually. So Sham was pretty quick off the mark on that one. We do ask people to send us a sample of their work, or an equivalent, because we don't, you want to hear them before you commit to them.
So you keep the standard up, don't you?
Well, that's right. We don't want to find out at the weekend that we've chosen the wrong people, which of course we haven't, Sham, have we? we ask people to send a sample of their work, and then we think a little bit at the programming and people's availability and that as well. But it's mostly been sort of first come, first served so far.
And, of course, people telling their friends, like you have, both of you, that you should give it a go.
Absolutely, especially for playing in the orchestra, but also as soloists as well, absolutely.
So are there many soloists this time around?
No, just Sham's trio this time, doing the triple concerto.
And is the Beethoven triple concerto something you've done before, Sham, you and Lisa and Petra?
Oh, no, it's actually our first time doing it. We haven't played it before.
So the last month or two, the three of you have been hard at work.
Oh, yes. Yeah, lots of practice.
what have you found in getting to understand the triple concerto? What's it like for
you? It's a really interesting work. It's great because it's a combination of both chamber music and sort of soloist sort of playing with an orchestra. And I think that's what's also the most challenging aspect of it as well. You've sort of got to play chamber music at the same time as really being a soloist. So
with the three of you, do you sort of help each other through that, encourage each other, stimulate, annoy, cajole? How does it work in practice?
It's all of that, really, yeah. So, that's what makes it really fun, because that's what chamber music is like. You get to bounce your ideas off everyone in the group, and that's what we do. So it's really fun doing that.
So you didn't have any trouble persuading the others that they should take up this challenge?
Oh, no, they were all really keen.
Okay. Because I don't think Lisa and Petra are doctors, are they?
No, they're not. Peter's a scientist, and he's just finishing up his PhD at the University of Auckland. And Lisa is a freelance cellist, so...
Oh, so she's, I guess, the one who this probably makes the biggest difference to, because she's learning repertoire that she probably hasn't a chance to do before.
Oh, yes, yeah, no, she's really liking it, yeah.
Speaking to Tim Wilkinson and Sian Sankaran from the New Zealand Doctors Orchestra having a performance in New Plymouth on Sunday. You went there last time and they were so impressed with you they made sure you came back again. Was that how it worked, Tim?
I'd like to think that. We're pretty impressed with them as well. It was a great, great venue and a really nice town to be in, and we were made to feel very welcome. And people seem to like us. So, yeah, we're definitely back for another year.
It's quite a big theatre, isn't it?
It's about the right size, actually. It holds about, I think, about 500, but we need a big stage, you know, for a whole orchestra. So it's a really nice venue.
Who's conducting this time, and what else is in the repertoire apart from the Beethoven Triple Concerto?
So we've got Mark Hodgkinson again. So we've had him every time so far, and Mark is a conductor in Christchurch who conducts our local Christchurch Doctors Orchestra, and we've got to know him well, and the orchestra's got to know him well, and he understands us, so that's working out very nicely for us. In the other works, we're going to start with Lilburn Festival Overture, one of his lesser-known overtures, I guess. And then we're doing Sibelius's Second Symphony at the end, which will be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
So what made you decide on those works? Do you just have conversations between the players, or is it the conductor, or how do you get your repertoire sorted?
We try and leave it to the conductor, actually. I think if we try and interfere too much, I think we could get it wrong. So the conductor often knows what's the right, what goes together, and he also knows what will suit us. Obviously, this time around, we started with the concerto, because that was the one thing we did know we were going to do. And so we had to we wanted to program works that would complement that and fit with that and also be the right length and so on. Not too easy, not too hard. And also, you know, a lot of fun to play. So I think we've hit the mark this time as well. Good variety as well.
Sharm, are you going to play in the orchestra for the other two works, or just do the Beethoven?
Oh, no, I'm just doing the Beethoven. It's quite a long work, so I think I need a bit of a rest after.
So how many hours sleep do you get on average?
Oh,
I know it's a personal question, but with someone like you working, you know, we always think of, particularly when you're a registrar, you have to work quite long hours, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's very long hours usually, but...
12-hour day sort of thing?
Yeah, like once a week we'd have what they call a long day, which is about 15 hours. And you work a weekend every month and do a set of nights every 2 months or so, so...
So the 15 hours, is it so busy that you don't get a chance to fall asleep, or what's it like usually for you?
It's from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and it's...
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, it's just usually quite busy and non-stop as a registrar in radiology, so, yeah.
So when you're starting to be a radiologist and into your second year, I mean, is it mostly practical experience now, or do you have to sort of sit papers, or how does it work?
It's mainly sort of practical experience on the job. So that's as a second year, and then... After that, in your third and fourth year, you start studying again for a few exams. So,
did you get to a point in your life early on, Sian, when you had to decide between being a musician and medical studies, or what made you go down the path you have?
When I was at school, I was always quite interested in the sciences and things, and obviously I really liked music as well. And I sort of wanted to keep up both, and I thought the best way to do that was to have a career in something like medicine and do music as a hobby. So that's what I've been doing.
What about you, Tim? What's been your history with music and medicine?
Yes, sort of similar. Music was never a contender. I was never going to make a career out of music, I regret to tell you.
How did you know that?
Well, I played bass, double bass, and I've actually only started that after I've qualified as a doctor. So prior to that, I'd played the flute and played the piano. And that was, you know, that gave me a lot of pleasure, and I really enjoy music and love listening to music as well. But they were definitely hobbies for me then. And then obviously I got my career in medicine going. And it was only later, actually, that I decided to pick up the bass. And that's given me all these orchestral opportunities that I never had with those other instruments. And I think possibly once my career was a bit more established, it also gave me a bit more time to be more actively involved in organising and playing and so on. So that's worked out pretty well for me. You know, sort of the music's almost followed the medicine rather than the other way around.
This concert on Sunday is all the proceeds, I guess you're paying for your own travel, your own accommodation, paying the conductor yourself, but all the money that you raise is going to a special cause, is that right?
That's right. So that's what we like to do. We don't like the idea of people paying money for us. So we pay those expenses, you say. We also pay for the hire of the hall as well. So any money that anyone gives to ticket sales is going to the Taranaki Hospice. And we chose that too because we like it to go to a health-related cause, and we also quite like the idea that it's a cause that doctors of any specialty could identify with, and the hospice fits that bill pretty well, really.
What are you looking forward to particularly, Sean?
Oh, no, I'm just really looking forward to playing the piece.
Are you?
Yeah, no, it's...
Enough just, practice, let's just do it.
Yeah, it's a great piece, and yeah, just really looking forward to that.
We've been listening to a recording of Sibelius's second symphony performed by the Minnesota Orchestra. Osmo Vanska was the conductor in that case.